is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That, again, is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got lots to talk about, as usual, here tonight. Of course, your calls are primary. Starting things out with yet another oopsie by the police. This time, it's...
Did somebody die during this oopsie?
No,
thank goodness. Thank God.
Spokane, Washington, for an AP, for a 67-year-old homeowner and his wife, wrongly subjected to a shattering pornography search, saying, whoops, wrong numbers, not enough. Spokane County Sheriff Ozzie Gnovich apologized Tuesday for the blunder, which is really unusual. Normally, you don't get an apology from the police when they screw things up like this. So, this old man should probably feel pretty happy about the fact that he got an apology, and most people don't. But let me go on with the story.
Mr. Mays is actually in prison today in Alabama, or is it Georgia?
Corey May. What about him?
Well, you know, he didn't get an excuse.
Oh, no, he didn't get an apology. He's on death row.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, no, I think they pulled him off death row for the time being, but he's still in prison for life at this point. Anyway, going on here, apparently the blunder, which he said resulted from Detective Timothy Hines trying to nail whoever was responsible for obscene calls to at least 20 women enrolled at Whitworth College. Hines wrote down the wrong figures for a telephone number associated with the calls, and he obtained a search warrant for a house in Spokane, miles from the correct location in Spokane Valley. Novich said the irate homeowner told the Spokesman Review, which did not identify him at his request, that deputies dumped out drawers, went through his wallet and checkbook, seized computers, CDs, floppy disks, VHS tapes.
They had floppy disks?
And other
VHS tapes?
67-year-old man. And other material, and refused to clean up the mess in the raid on September 27th, which is...
They took the billows that I use in my blacksmith shop.
Stop it. You're being
so mean. I don't have any more horseshoes left.
This poor old man, he had his whole world turned upside down by these police, and they shouldn't have even been there.
They probably broke some of his LPs, too.
And I would like to know why it is that if you're going after somebody who is making obscene phone calls, why you need to, even if they had the right house, why do you need to search the house?
I don't know. I can't imagine. I guess you're looking for evidence.
Of a phone call being made? That's all digital, man. That's the phone records. You subpoena them from Verizon or AT&T.
Well, you're going to need evidence that the person that you have, that the human being that you're holding, is in fact the human being that made the phone calls. Just because you have the mail that is registered to the house doesn't mean you have the culprit.
I understand.
You know, I mean, there could be a guy who sneaks in every day at the same time and makes telephone calls.
Could very well be.
You need evidence that the guy that you have is, in fact, the call maker.
I don't know if that means you need to dump out drawers and take stuff.
You need evidence.
A half a dozen sheriff's vehicles converged on the house, and after taking photos outside, Hines told the officers within hearing earshot of the neighbors, quote, "Now let's go inside and get some porn." Again, I don't understand. Was this a porn raid, or was this a raid about a guy making obscene phone calls? He said, "It's like the gang that can't do it right," said the old man. "They shoot themselves in the foot, and then they all come to make peace. What would you do if somebody came to your door and ripped your whole house apart, turned everything upside down, and said you're a porno freak?" Among the confiscated items were copies of The Lion King and Snow White, found in a bedroom where the couple's granddaughter stays when she comes to visit. Victim had said he had hired a lawyer. He didn't say whether he planned to sue, but did tell the newspaper, "I'm not going to be treated like this and dragged around." Hines realized his mistake Monday, this is the detective, when he checked the accuracy of a phone number with the telephone company. By then, the target of the search, a 40-year-old man who used parts of his name to contrive aliases, was long gone. Nesovich says he plans to adopt a more structured system for checking facts and search warrants, adding that Hines probably would be disciplined. Yes, Hines, you cannot have donuts this week. Bad detective. Maybe really, what kind of discipline is this guy going to face? No. There are cops that shoot people who don't get disciplined. Accidentally shoot innocent people that barely get a slap on the hand. This man, this detective, he's just going to,
what kind of discipline are we talking about? I mean, what could it possibly be?
Nothing. He's just telling the press that. Well, I'm probably going to discipline.
I mean, you know, he's going to receive in his file a disciplinary red mark?
Well, at least they apologized. Of course, they didn't clean up their mess. And you're 67 years old. I mean, when you're 67, your body starts to go, right? I mean, it's going at some point around there.
Yeah.
And it's probably not going to be easy, or was not easy, for this old gentleman and his wife to put their house back together after the police trashed it.
Certainly not.
And I doubt the police cut them a check for their time that they had to spend doing this.
No. No, they didn't.
It's outrageous, and this continues to go on in this country.
The police didn't come in and say, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you just tell us where to put the stuff, and we'll pick up anything and put it all back in its place.
Let's go to the phones, do the fun. Let's talk to Rich in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Rich.
Hello.
Hi. What's on your mind?
My name's Vince, not Rich.
Oh, Vince. Okay. Sorry about that. The board off got it wrong. What's on your mind, Vince?
But you know, I don't know if you've heard of this guy, Jerry Spence.
I don't know. And, who's that?
Jerry Spence.
He's a famous defense lawyer that defended Randy Weaver.
Oh, right, Ruby Ridge deal, yeah.
Yes. You know, in his book, he said where we lose our freedoms is first in the jury room and then police searches become an afterthought. And, you know, where the police, like, in this particular case you were talking about, where they had the wrong information, went to the wrong house, and terrorized these two people here, in their late 60s. And like you said, they apologized, but are they going to pay for it?
Nope.
Unless they go and sue them, or get a writ of mandamus from a judge to ask them to pay for it.
It's all unlikely. I mean, it's very unlikely that any sort of justice is going to come to these two folks.
Can you imagine? They'll be dead before they get a ruling from some court that says that the police department has to pay for it.
Yes.
They'll be dead, and the cops in question will be out of the force.
Yeah, they'll probably be the police chiefs at that point.
But let me put it to you this way. There was a policeman 2 weeks ago in Houston, Texas, who was shot to death by an illegal alien, who the United States deported back to Mexico, and about 8 years later, this man's back in the United States in Houston, Texas, shot to death a policeman. This guy was a sexual predator, yes.
The policeman? The police chief?
No. the illegal alien from Mexico.
I see.
He shot the policeman to death in the car at point-blank range.
Did he come after the police chief for some specific reason?
No, it wasn't the police chief, it was a policeman.
Oh, just a cop, I see.
Just a cop, but I mean, this man shot, I wouldn't even call him a man, shot this policeman at point-blank range in his car.
And the point of your story beyond just how horrific it is? I mean,
horrific, but, because you guys have said illegal immigration is not a big problem. It is a very big problem.
Vince, I don't think it's completely fair. I mean, there's cops get shot by Americans, too.
Well, yes, I know.
Okay. Right. Well, we don't have. I mean, I don't have a problem enforcing, laws against murder and violence. It doesn't matter to me where the person comes from. Most people who are coming across the border are here to make their lives better for themselves, and that's just a fact.
Let me make it clear, Vince. We want to get rid of illegal aliens. We want to get rid of the drug war, and then
you want to get rid of illegal aliens.
The illegality behind,
like to get rid of the laws so they're all legal.
Right. But what we want to see is violent criminals and people that steal things. We want to see them given a jury trial, and once they're given that jury trial and convicted, we want to see them locked up for a very long time.
Vince, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Apparently there's a lot of criminals in Massachusetts, a lot more than I even thought. Police crack down on Bay State residents with New Hampshire license plates. And,
what?
I'm just reading this article here. Yeah, that has got to read this part of this article. You could call them the criminals next door. For years, some Massachusetts residents have been getting away with registering their cars over the border in New Hampshire.
Uh-oh, I want to get details. Yeah. Hang on, Matthew. We'll come back to you. 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Speaking of pornography, some kids apparently took a trip to the museum recently and saw something that mommy and daddy didn't like. We'll talk about that coming up. Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're born to be wild on that chopped-out superbike. But with motorcycle laws relaxing, easy riders are learning just how hard the road can be. Literally. When I come back, we'll get your motor running while avoiding big bangs.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Hopper and Fonda knew from experience the joys of the open road. Now, with motorcycle popularity on the rise, Harley Hogs are looking for new ways to make recreational riding safer for their weekend easy rides. ABS systems, CO2 vests, and fully integrated airbag technology improve a rider's chances in an accident. And weight sensors deploy the equipment automatically to keep the rider with the bike. The result is fewer injuries caused by a close encounter of the hard kind with other vehicles and road surfaces. So go, be free. But if you live to ride, then ride to live by obeying traffic laws. I'm Bobby Likens. Likens, you'll love it. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. An entire year's worth of the show is right there waiting for you on the front page of the website. You just go and get it. There's no jumping through hoops. There's no membership fee. There's no logging in. You just click and download for free at freetalklive.com. And by the way, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us again at freetalklive.com. And remember that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org Again, that's freestateproject.org, bringing Matthew back on the line from Massachusetts. So there's a story apparently, I guess, down in the Boston area, Matthew, where they've discovered that some Massachusetts residents have apparently been, is it registering their vehicles or somehow getting their tags in New Hampshire? And if so, why are they doing this?
Yep. It says apparently Team 5 investigates went along as police looked for the owners of cars with New Hampshire plates that are spotted repeatedly in front of homes in Lawrence, Massachusetts, which is right on the border.
Mm-hmm.
One driver admitted that he registered in New Hampshire to save $1,200 a year on car insurance.
He also
avoids paying excise tax.
Good for him.
The quote here, it says, from the Department of the Lawrence Police Department Chief John Romero said, "Our city is losing on excise tax. We rely on the money. The revenue that
we've got to have the money. Please,
the revenue,
don't do it to us.
It's even better. The revenue that comes in, we know that there is never enough revenue, and these people aren't paying it. Nothing burns people more than that.
They're not paying their fair share."
And it isn't just happening in Lawrence. It's also happening in Lowell, Methuen.
So how does this work?
Just so you know, it's happening in New Hampshire, too, because it costs too much money to register a car up here in New Hampshire. They want more money than I'm willing to give them, so I'm just going to keep my car registered in Florida.
Yeah, well, it says here cops...
All the prosecutors will mark that point in the show.
Let them bring it on, baby.
We've got 165 citations on hearted criminals here, according to this article.
What are the citations costing? I mean, what's the average cost of these citations?
It doesn't actually... Oh, it says here, it's a $500 fine or losing your license.
Yeah,
$500?
Well, why don't they just tell them to get lost? Why don't they just encourage them to move to New Hampshire? I mean, totally. I mean, just keep pushing your citizens out of the state, Massachusetts. Great idea. Just keep giving them extra reasons to leave.
And now, according to this, it says now the Registry of Motor Vehicles is stepping up its involvement. Everything from revoking the right to operate, which means that if the person is pulled over for any reason, they can be jailed. Their car can be towed and confiscated at that time. That is a good penalty, but we are talking all the way up to being prosecuted for the crime of insurance fraud, Register Ann Collins said. Now, if this isn't police state type stuff, I don't know what is.
It's just despicable, and you know there's going to be people there in Massachusetts that are going to be cheering this on and saying, yeah, go get them, they're not paying their fair share. Yeah, you lock them up in jail. Sure, I'm ignoring the fact that locking them in jail is going to cost me even more money and require even more taxes, and how can they pay their taxes if they're in jail? I mean, there's already taxes that these people are paying, right? In Massachusetts, there's an income tax. I don't even know what all the taxes are in Massachusetts.
I could tell you because there's an income tax, there's the excise tax, there's the
sales tax,
There's the tax on registering your vehicle. I believe there's a tax on top of the registration of actually going in when you register.
Right. I'm just talking about taxes that are outside of the vehicle taxes. I mean, these individuals who they're going to be prosecuting are still paying a bunch of taxes. They're just trying to avoid paying a few more so they can maybe put some food on the table for their families. But, whoa, we can't have that going on.
No, it's more important that the government get the taxes. They're being cheated out.
At least the government bureaucrat was honest and said that there's never enough taxes, right? He actually came out and said, well, we can never have enough.
Yeah, it says here, we know there is never enough revenue.
Yep.
That right there. That just says it all.
The sickness. Matthew,
all
thanks
guys,
for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Greedy, greedy, greedy bureaucrats. All they want is all of your money. They want it all.
Well, we were out on the side of the road today doing our weekly anti-IRS, anti-tax protest. And I was holding up a honk if you hate taxes sign and getting a very good response.
Mm-hmm.
We did get a couple angry old men. One of them flipped me the bird, and another one gave it a thumbs down.
He probably thought you were protesting Vietnam. It's okay.
I don't know. The letters on the sign are pretty big and colorful, so...
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, and somebody threw a shirt at us.
Yeah, some guy threw something at me.
Was that you, right? Okay.
Yeah.
What did he yell at you?
I think it says nobody. I think he said nobody likes you.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But people say that to me all the time, so I don't know why he threw a shirt.
So, yeah, we were out there fighting taxes, and I'm always encouraged here in New Hampshire.
But I think that, right, there are so many people honking and waving and saying hi. I mean, you know, it...
They all hate us, obviously.
Right. I mean, clearly there's going to be some people that like what you're protesting and some people that won't like it.
You know, the question is, will all of these people that don't like taxes, will they actually come out and do something about it when the time comes? Mm-hmm. What I mean by when the time comes is, like, for instance, maybe a pro-liberty candidate like you, Mark, say, runs for mayor and runs on a let's slice the property tax in half, let's get rid of the meal tax, all these different taxes that are around here, let's get rid of these
things. It depends on whether the opposition can mobilize the, crybaby element of it.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, we can't get rid of the meal tax because the old people need the oxygen pump.
Yeah.
It's the little kids. They need their, meals delivered to them or whatever it is. It's always one of those things. Old people, meals, poor, paraplegics. Got to be something like
that. I'm looking forward to the momentum being built here towards reducing the size of government and reducing the amount of taxes that people are burdened with, because all over America and all across the world, people are way too burdened with taxes. The problem
is,
though, some people are really just are afraid of stepping forward. For instance, there's a couple of younger guys in the local college here. One of them, he's actually an amplifier of the show, Toby. Apparently, his mom is just scared to death of the fact that he's out there doing these protests with us, that he's out, making himself known and seen and visible on the side of pro-freedom, the pro-freedom movement. She's scared that there's going to be some sort of retribution on the part of the police. And, it might actually be a legitimate fear. So I think that's holding a lot of people back. I think that's holding a lot of people back, the idea that, well, I don't know, I like what y'all are doing, but I don't know if I want to get involved because I don't want to stick my head above the water. And I just feel like if more people would have the courage to stand up and stand up for what they believe in, then there'd be less of a chance that they would go after you. Because they'd be afraid. I mean, the enforcers, the cops, don't you think they'd be a little bit scared if they knew there was 100 or 200 people that were actively anti-tax or willing to stand up and protest and do something about it?
They also are often people that want to be considered to be doing the right thing. I mean, that's the sort of person that gets involved in that career. So if there are people there, like, scowling at them, imagining, that they're doing the wrong thing, it makes them stop and think about what it is that they're doing. And they're not quite so sure about their activity.
That's what I want to do. I want to make them unsure and maybe make them shift in our direction as well. It'd be great to get them on our side as well. 800-259-9231. That's obviously going to be a little tricky. You take control of the airwaves. Frank in Brooklyn, your calls as well. You make them. We take them. This is your show, Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. www.freetalklive.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website where we get all kinds of stuff, and it's all totally free. Unlike those other talk shows, we give it all away, including the wiki. WIKI.freetalklive.com gets you to it. Over 850 unique pages created by listeners like you. In fact, you can go in, create a free account for yourself, and edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki. In fact, you can add an entire new section if you want to. It's up to you. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
What does a person who's been called aggressively nonpartisan sound like? A lot like a libertarian, sometimes. Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he thought Free Talk Live audience would respond to his ad. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
As we go to the phones, to the fun, ladies first, it's Rillian calling from Denmark. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Hey. What's on your mind, Rillian?
Seem to be hearing some commercials at the same time I'm talking to you. It's a little bit difficult to hear you.
I don't know why that was.
It's not coming through.
Okay. I'll do my best anyway. I know you guys have a lot of academics calling you at certain times talking about how they feel it about libertarian thoughts. So I thought I would call in with a couple of thoughts that I've gleaned from my research.
Sure.
So my primary area of research is responsibility, primarily moral responsibility. And so I've been researching how that's been happening throughout history, particularly prior to the Holocaust and in communist regimes, etc. And one of the main things that came up for me was so-called low-level thinking. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it.
No, do explain.
Is this like the Maslow's hierarchy of needs?
Basically, it's the idea that the perpetrator of the crime, the perpetrator of the violent regime, does not think of what they're doing in terms of genocide, in terms of moral extermination of anybody, of people.
Okay.
Basically, they lower it to the lowest level possible of action, so that you have a person who's thinking not they think of themselves as, I'm a, for example, sweeper. I sweep the floor. I'm not the person who sweeps the floor in order to, yeah, sort of, in terms that they're the person who sweeps the floor in order to clear the mausoleum. They're not the person who sweeps the floor in order to clear the mausoleum, in order to allow the people to come in order to exterminate the Jews, in order to perpetuate genocide, for so on. And that makes them more able to reconcile what they're doing with their overall...
So wait, let me see if I understand this. You're saying
the
that...
The bureaucracy, the easier it is to do.
You're saying that these killers, like, say, an Adolf Hitler or somebody like that, they don't see themselves as people who are out to exterminate an entire people. They're just seeing themselves as someone who's trying to clean things up, clean up an individual.
I think she's talking about the Nazi soldier.
I'm a little
confused.
Yeah,
because if you see yourself from day to day as a person who perpetuates genocide, there's no way you'd be able to live with yourself. No human being could do that. But if you lower it to a level where you're not the one who's making the decisions.
So you are talking about the soldiers. You're not talking about the decider or Adolf Hitler or anything like that. You're talking about the foot soldiers, the ones taking the orders. Brilliant. In Denmark?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm getting echoes back from your voice.
That's probably because it's an international line and all that stuff.
I'm sorry.
So are you talking about the foot soldiers or the Hitlers, the guys that are in charge?
Well, that's what they do. They distinguish the decision makers so that if you're an administrator, you're making decisions, but you don't have to think about yourself actually perpetuating them. And if you're on the lower level where you're perpetuating them, you don't have to think about yourself as making the decision.
I see. So they're all separating themselves from the big picture.
And exactly.
So the governor standing next to the executioner at the electric chair, the governor says to himself, well, at least I'm not killing the individual.
And the
executioner says, you sure you want me to throw this switch, Gov? And he says, throw the switch. And so he says, okay.
Well, at least I didn't order the death.
It's not on my hands.
Yeah, exactly.
So between
because
the two
that
guys.
Way you can distinguish responsibility, so you never feel like you're the one that's bringing this whole decision about. You're just one of those body of people. You're
right.
Just following orders.
Interesting point, that's really. And were you going to wrap that into anything else, or was that pretty much it?
Well, I was going to say that it's part of making it a bigger and bigger bureaucracy, which means that the bigger the bureaucracy your government is, the easier it is going to be to bring that about.
The more
and
you can isolate yourself.
That our government is becoming.
The bigger the government is, the more you can isolate yourself from the actual results of the policies that you're putting into place.
Yeah, exactly.
So the answer, of course, is to make government very, very small or non-existent entirely. Yes?
Yeah, make people directly responsible for their decisions.
Indeed, which
because
of course bureaucrats are ever held responsible for their decisions. Very rarely does this occur, and especially elected bureaucrats, they usually get to skate out of all kinds of things. Isn't Foley going to be skating out of some of these accusations from what I've heard?
No, it doesn't look like they can prove anything.
Brilliant, thanks for the call.
That's the nature of bureaucracy.
We appreciate hearing from you, and thank you. 800-259-9231. It's sovereign immunity. These people, these bureaucrats, don't have to face any punishment. It's just like the story we started the show with. These cops come into an old man's house, an old couple's house, turn the house upside down, dump out drawers, put crap just strewn everywhere all over the house, and all they do is just say, oh, we're sorry.
Sorry. Give our apologies, ma'am.
I mean, the old man is talking about suing the police, but what's that going to cost him?
Right.
I mean,
how much is he going to get?
Right, yeah. At this point, he had to spend a bunch of time cleaning up the house, but really, does he really want to spend the money on the lawyer to go after the police in this case? And the lawyer's going to know that the chances are virtually nil that anything's going to happen. They know
right.
better than to attack the police. In fact, I've told the story of the friend of mine that has been that was pulled over at one time, had his vehicle searched at 2 in the morning for about a 2-hour-long time period where they tore the hell out of his truck, and of course found nothing.
Right.
And then he talked about how he shopped that around to the lawyers in town, and none of them wanted to touch it. He had photographic evidence of what had happened. Obviously, the police must have had evidence of the pullover, and the lawyers just didn't want to get close to it. Why is that? Well, it's because they know that it's fruitless. They know it's hopeless. And in a more serious case, lawyers might actually be concerned about retribution on the part of the police. It's seriously something that goes on. Let's talk to Frank in Brooklyn. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello,
Good
Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Very interesting. I especially enjoyed Rillian's comment because we're going back to Max Weber and the organization of the bureaucracy and its function, and also the notion of the individual abrogating the responsibility for decisions within the bureaucratic structure remind one of Karl Kraus, the German juror who came up with the concept of the solitary executive that would allow for a dictator that sort of took the form of Adolf Hitler. Very interesting. Also, I think we have to realize, too, that at this point, one must be courageous in dissent, challenge the government.
Absolutely.
Defend our rights as they exist, because right now, hearing the story about the gentleman that the police broke into his house, they had incorrect information, they violated his right to habeas corpus was abrogated, just shows that we're really in the midst of a police state. And I just wanted to say that with the Patriot Act 1 and 2 and the extension of the Patriot Acts, as well as the extension of the Homeland Security Acts, we have a situation now whereby any individual that dissents against the government, stating a quote, a false, scandalous, or malicious contempt or disrespute regarding the government and its policies,
taking a real risk,
will lose their rights and can quite possibly end up as a domestic enemy combatant.
You're not exaggerating at all.
That is absolutely
what the situation is, and I totally agree, and thank you for the call. I totally agree that it is now more than ever time for those who are going to dissent to stand up and dissent before this continues to get worse. And it will if you don't do something. Now, what else can you do besides dissent? Well, of course, you can join the Free State Project. More coming up. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We ask that you vote for the show. You know what? We haven't really done an on-air voting push yet this month. I spaced out about it, Mark. We sent out the email about it as we normally do on the first day of the month, asking for you to go and vote for Free Talk Live. And, well, why do we do this? Well, it's because your votes make a difference. Unlike voting in a national election where it's just a drop in the bucket, really not going to have an effect on anything. Your vote at vote.freetalklive.com actually helps push Free Talk Live to the top of the podcast charts. Now, the last time I looked, we're at number two right now?
Correct.
Okay, we are at number two worldwide out of over 24,000 podcasts. Thanks to your votes, we're number two. Now, we could be number one if you go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. It's totally free, and it's easy. Vote.freetalklive.com. The fact that we are number two means that more new people are going to come across the message of freedom and liberty. They're going to discover this show, and hopefully they'll continue listening, and then they'll vote, and it'll just be this nice, big, growing process.
Yep.
And more people will discover freedom, which is a good thing. So vote.freetalklive.com, easy way to support the show. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the museum, Mark.
Yeah, I was keeping this in my, oh my God, these people can't be that stupid file. And you're not going to believe this one. From Frisco, Texas. This is I believe it's an AP report.
Okay. Very good. Let's just move on with it.
AP.
All right.
Award-winning Texas art teacher who was reprimanded after one of her fifth grade students saw a nude sculpture on a trip to the museum has lost her job.
Whoa.
Yeah. The school board in Frisco has voted not to renew Sydney McGee's contract after 28 years. Years.
Oh my goodness.
She has been on administrative leave. The teacher took her students on an approved field trip to the Dallas Museum, and now some parents are upset. Fisher Elementary School.
I wonder how many years of her 28 years has she been taking kids on this particular field trip.
I wonder how many teeth these idiot rednecks who don't want their kids seeing sculptures and culture have. I mean, what kind of
you don't know if they were
mendicant
rednecks.
Do you have to be in order to think that it's a bad idea for your kid to see naked sculptures? This is them Greeks made sculptures, and they put penises on them. They look like little caterpillars or something. What are they thinking about?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God, it's so stupid. The Fisher Elementary School art teacher came under fire last April when she took 89 fifth graders on a... They're getting sex ed classes in fifth grade, right?
I think I got my first one in sixth grade, but okay.
On a field trip...
I don't know what they do these days.
I would think they would do it sooner. On a field trip to the Dallas Museum of Art, parents raised concerns over the field trip after their children reported seeing a nude sculpture at the art museum. The parents had signed permission slips allowing their children to take part in the field trip. Now,
when you go to an art museum, I've been to enough to know that there's a good chance that if you're not going to see a nude sculpture, there's going to be some old painting with a bunch of nude people in it.
Right.
There's a good chance you're going to see some sort of naked body on a trip to any art museum.
Mm. And they signed the permission slips.
Right.
McGee's lawyer said the principal at Fisher Elementary School admonished her after a parent complained that a student had seen nude art. McGee said the principal had urged her to take...
Mommy, I saw a pee-pee today!
can't have that!
The McGee says the principal had urged her to take the students to the museum, then admonished her after a parent called and said that they saw a nude statue at the museum that the parent had signed the permission slip to send the kid.
Amazing.
She is totally ending up taking the fall for this.
Everybody's
responsible.
I think somebody's out to get her. Because this has to be some sort of political targeting of some sort. Because, I mean, we've had stories about teachers that have, like, fondled students and been demoted to janitor. I mean, they haven't been fired.
Well,
what's this all about?
When it has to do with sex, even in the bureaucracy, you can lose your job. When it
Apparently.
Has to do with sex. That doesn't make it every time. Now, McGee, who was honored with a Star Teacher Award 2 years ago, and I should say that many people confuse nudity
with sex.
Being
nude is not sexy.
Confuse those two things.
Yes.
Now, McGee, who was honored with a Star Teacher Award 2 years ago, is on paid administrative leave until her contract with the school district expires in March. So they're not going to renew her contract. They haven't fired her, really. They're just not going to renew the contract. But she's on a paid leave until then. So she's not working. So they're giving a large severance package. But that doesn't change the fact that she's getting essentially
she
being
did
fired.
Nothing wrong.
She's being let go for
She totally covered
nothing.
Her butt in this. She totally covered her butt.
She did everything she was supposed to do. The principal asked her to take the students on the trip. So he took the students on the trip. She had the permission slip signed by the parents. The parents signed permission slip for the kids to go to an art museum. At the art museum, they saw some art.
The buck should have stopped there. The buck should have stopped there. When little Johnny came to Mommy and said, Mommy, I saw a pee-pee today.
Right.
And Mommy should have said, well, I signed a permission slip so you could see that penis. And that should have been where it ended. I mean, but let's talk about, okay, son, let's talk about what you saw today. Let's have a nice little biology lesson here. And you have one of those, and then your sister has something different. It's called a vagina, and that's what you saw today at the museum, son. Okay. So what? Why do people get so upset about this stuff? It's the human body. We all have the same parts, unless there's been some sort of freak accident that has occurred, and you've lost your private areas in some disgusting car crash where things got torn off. You have the same parts as everyone else. Maybe a little larger, maybe a little smaller, maybe a little bit different shaped. All the same. I don't get it. It's so Puritan, and it just is so totally senseless. You would think that in the 21st century, Americans would... at some point, get over their damn selves. 1-800-259-9231. I don't know if you're done with this article yet, but I would love to hear some quotes from parents. I want to hear outraged parents. What do they have to say for themselves?
Well, they're not exactly outraged. Other parents are worried about the future of the art program at the school, which they cite as a reason for moving into the neighborhood. Hold on. People moved into this neighborhood so they could go to this art teacher's class. Incredible. Our main concern right now is what's going to happen to the children and what's going to happen to the art program at Fisher Elementary. Hey, how about how unfairly the teacher's being treated? You know? I mean, the kids didn't really appreciate it anyway. All right?
They probably laughed and pointed.
Of course they did.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry. I did go to one of the, the Ringling Museum of Art in Sarasota. I think it was in fourth or fifth grade or
boring,
something like
boring
that.
Boring field trip.
It was awful. I mean, so we got
and
to
there's
see
a statue of David there.
A reproduction, right?
Yeah.
A bronze of the statue of David.
And all of his
all kinds
largeness.
Of Baroque and, well, he was, what's not that large.
No, he's large, but the penis isn't.
No. Comparatively, it doesn't seem like.
No.
And by today's standards, you certainly would never expect to see something like that. But you saw Zeus there, his little wee-wee hanging out.
And it's, by the way, it's rare that when you go to an art museum that you actually see pictures of a sexual nature. I mean, the nudity that is portrayed is just usually somebody sitting and being painted, or a statue. You're not erect. The statue's not erect. There's nothing pornographic going on.
No.
It's biology.
It's to, and the kids are, you know, it's boring to them. And it's so awful, this woman's losing her, has lost her job over it.
And this was a government school, right?
It's the best art program. There's the reason. That's the reason we moved to this neighborhood. It's because of the teachers, said Shannon Allen, a parent. It was a principal-approved trip. What's the big deal? Officials with the Frisco School District declined to comment on the matter.
Yes, we can't comment on pending cases. This is typical. Bureaucrats don't ever talk about their decisions and the things that they do. Because it was a school board that fired the woman. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd think they have something to say about it. But no, they don't have to talk. They don't have, whoa, you want us to answer questions? Let me see, that's not part of the job description. Answering questions?
I don't have to answer your questions. I don't. You just have to pay me by your tax dollars. I don't have to answer your questions.
And as we've said a million times on Free Talk Live, of course, the answer here is non-government schools, privately run, where the decision makers are the parents and the administrators and the children themselves, not some faceless bureaucrats, some heartless elected officials sitting on some school board taking tax money to pay for all this. And for all I know, this woman was a fantastic teacher, and, I mean, after 28 years...
She won a Star Award 2 years ago. I'm not sure what a Star Award is, but there's a parent here claiming that she moved into the neighborhood. Shannon Allen says she moved into the neighborhood so that her students, her children could be part of this art program.
I hope some private school...
She sounds like a great teacher to me.
I hope a private school picks her up.
I want to know if this is an award-winning school board that fired her. I'll bet it's not. I'll bet it's a bunch of stinking bureaucrats.
Yeah, I don't think they give them awards.
They don't answer questions.
800-259-9231. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. Hour two on the way. We're going to talk pot, weeds, your show. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.